بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We begin with the topic on some questions that led Shia to the truth, or some Shia to the truth, or the youth of Shia to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, 155-157, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to as-sabirin, the patient and perseverant ones, who when afflicted with calamity, they say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat, the blessings from their Lord, and they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones. Now, if you go to the book which you think belongs to Ali bin Abi Talib, which is known as Nahj al-Balagha, you will find there that Ali radiallahu anhu said, whoever strikes his hand on his thigh at the time of calamity, then his deeds are rendered invalid. End of quote. And it is related in a book which is also very close to you. You can find in one of the reference bookstores of yours, the book of Man La Yahduruhu Al-Faqih, which is written by Abi Ja'far Muhammad bin Babawayh Al-Qummi. He related that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, teaching his companions, لا تلبسوا سوادا, don't put on black clothes, فإنه لباس فرعون, because it is the clothes of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. And this is also reported by Al-Hurr Al-Amili in his book Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 2, page 916, and Al-Qummi in volume 1232. And in one of the tafsirs, book of tafsir, known as Tafsir al-Safi, concerning the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mumtahina, verse 12. Surah Al-Mumtahina, page 12. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. طيب, Surah 60:12. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ, that they will not disobey you in any ma'roof than accept their pledge. That the Prophet ﷺ in the tafsir, which is known as Tafsir al-Safi with the Shia, that the Prophet ﷺ gave the pledge for the woman that they should not put black clothes, nor they should tear apart clothes, nor they should wail, and they should not yell asking for destruction on themselves. And in the book which is considered to be a reference to you, which is the book of Al-Kafi by Al-Killini, that he, the Prophet ﷺ, admonished Fatima radiallahu anha that if I die, don't scratch a face and don't let your hair grow. I mean, let it grow because of me. Rather, we rephrase this. And don't wail on me. And your Sheikh Al-Qummi related that it is from the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which no one had mentioned before him, that an-niyaha min amal al-jahiliyyah, that wailing is from the acts of jahiliyyah, of pre-Islamic era. So now after this, of course there are many quotations, but we want to be very brief. After all of this, why do you oppose all of that in your actions? Whom should we believe? The messenger and the household, or the mullahs, your mullahs? And if this act of beating oneself with the chains, which is and shedding the blood from the head by knives and swords, which you do, if this, as you claim, this has a lot of reward, why these mullahs, they don't do this and leave it for you only to do? The next matter. If you claim, as the Shia claim, that those who attended the occasion of Ghadir Hum, that they were in the thousands from the companions, and that they heard all of them the will or the bequeath that Ali is the Khalifa after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately. Then the question is, why is it that no one from the companions stood up and was angry for Ali? Not even those companions whom you revere, like Ammar bin Yasir, or Al-Miqdad bin Amr, or Salman al-Farisi. Why did they say to Abu Bakr, "Oh Abu Bakr, how come you took the Khilafah and abducted the Khilafah from Ali, while you know what the Messenger had said to him in this occasion that you always refer to as where the Prophet gave the pledge and gave the authority to Ali immediately after him? Why is it that no one from these companions who were in the thousands never faced Abu Bakr about it?" The next thing. Submission and slavery belongs to Allah alone. قال الله تعالى in Surah Az-Zumar 39:66 بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. Nay, but worship Allah. فَعْبُدْ. So why you call yourselves and give names to your children? عبد الحسين, عبد علي, عبد الزهراء, عبد الإمام. And why the Imams did not give such names to their children? And could it also be correct and valid for you to claim that the meaning of, for example, Abdul Hussein, meaning the servant of Hussein, you think that this is valid after the martyrdom of Al-Hussein radwanullahi alayhi? Is it to be believed that you offer him food and drink and serve him and offer him the wudu to make wudu so that you become court servant of him? And also one more thing, if Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he knew that he was a khalifa by textual proofs from Allah, if he knew as you claim, then how come he gave the pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman? If you claim that he was incapable, therefore the one who is incapable is not fit for imama, for leadership. And if you say he was able, but he didn't do, then this is treason. And the treacherous is not fit for leadership. And he is free from both. So that is it now. What do you have for an answer for this if you do? May Allah the Most High open your heart to the truth and make you think correctly about these matters. Make sincere attempts to seek the truth and depend upon Allah the Most High to show you the path. Put your trust in Him. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.